Beautiful hair is about the most important thing a girl has. Pretty hair can always overcome the handicap of a not-so-pretty face. Your hair can make you or break you. My straight, dark brown hair is thick and grows very quickly. I've never had bangs because of the extremely bad ancestral calyx that runs so deeply in my DNA. Although I'm not picky about how my locks are styled, I can't stand it when they're down and touching my neck or face. That's a challenge I need to face this month. I usually have long hair that reaches down my back, but over the summer, Mom took me to get it cut by someone a friend knew instead of the usual cheap chain salon. Dad noticed they didn't sterilize their equipment. Anyway, the woman only spoke Spanish, and Mom struggled to explain the length I wanted. Needless to say, I came home with much shorter hair than I'd intended. Now it's about shoulder length and my ponytail is only 5 inches. I don't mind it, though. It makes for less effort in the styling department. My fashion statement for the last 2 years has been a low, messy ponytail with pencils jabbed through it. Volleyball girls and members of the football faction have been known to steal them without my knowledge. I know. It's sad. Betty Cornell says, if you keep your hair healthy, if you change the style often enough, you can count on it that you will be known as a girl with beautiful hair. I'm shaking like a leaf. I'm so nervous. I sure hope she's right. Saturday, October 1st. This is the first meeting of the NJHS, National Junior Honor Society, a service group that I joined because it will look good on my college application. And Mom is driving me. You look so cute, she says. I don't want to hear it. No, really, you're adorable. Shut it, I beg. Mom smiles at me, and I glare a hole through the dashboard. We're stuck behind an old woman with Mexico license plates who's going 20 miles under the speed limit. Go! Mom yells. She has this funny way of shouting at people so that no one outside the car can tell that she's angry. She grins at them and speaks without moving her mouth. I personally think that she'd make an amazing ventriloquist. Finally, we pull up to the public library where the meeting is being held. She kisses me on the top of my parted head. Have fun, she says, and drives away in her minivan. I walk toward the double doors and see some NJHS members are waiting outside for their friends to arrive. Wow, Maya. Pigtails. Wow. A girl with her hair perfectly rolling down her shoulders stifles a laugh. Don't let yourself become a fuddy-duddy about fashion. Don't stick to a pompadour when it has gone out of style. Don't keep on wearing your hair the same old way when the passé styles make you look old hat. I wince as she starts giggling and pulling on the two stubby growths sticking out the sides of my head. Maya's popularity tip. When you're wearing an embarrassing hairstyle and people have started to notice, it's always safest to have a sudden, urgent need to pee. I immediately make a beeline toward the bathroom, and from there escape to the children's section of the library where the other students are waiting. We're helping with Hispanic Heritage Month activities. I recognize Catalina from choir and walk toward her. She's trying to make an 1840s Mexican soldier hat, but the black construction paper contraption more closely resembles an upside-down ice cream cone. I like your pigtails, Maya. Thanks. Want to go outside and try to convince people to come in and make hats and crafts and stuff? I nod and make my own hat. It's a lot harder than it looks. I finally get it to hold together, but find that it won't fit over my head because of my pigtails. Aw, man. I guess I've got to take one for the team.